This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Hey, it's Fox FM for a Wednesday morning. Cage the Elephant, Nick and Reader, joining you. Reader, it finally happened this morning.
Really?
I got up, left the house, no barking dog.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I don't know what I did, though, because I greased the door hinges so they don't squeak anymore.
Okay.
And also, I think my upstairs neighbors may be taking the dog to go out to the bathroom at, like, midnight or so, because I heard some commotion around midnight, and I think they may have let the dog outside.
No.
So all I know is that I didn't wake anybody up leaving the house this morning.
Nice.
And that is a gold star, if I say so. So, hey, you guys can have just as good of a start this morning because, let's face it, you're listening to us. News updates coming up. Here's OMC.
Nick and Reader are buying Canadian, but it's just an excuse to put maple syrup on everything.
Oh, yummy.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, streaming anytime you want at foxfmonline.ca. It's Nick and Reader with you on this Wednesday morning. Reader, it's time for my favorite weekly segment.
Ah.
Is this weird?
Okay.
Still haven't done a theme song for that one yet. But this is the part of the show where I've done something, and for the next couple minutes, Reader needs to help me decide whether it's weird or not.
Oh.
This one requires a little backstory. A lot of my friends in my friend circle have kids, new kids, like from ages 0 to 2 years old. So they're all really young, and I love seeing them whenever we get together. And I sent out a message yesterday, and I thought this would be great. I asked all my friends, when the kids are old enough, to try to convince them that my middle name is Butts. And then, like, make it deadly serious. So then when they ask me, I would go, my middle name's Butts. And then just keep it going for as long as possible. Is that weird?
Just for a running joke to confuse the children? It's interesting anyway, I'll give you that.
Okay, this is going to sound morbid, but I can't help but think about my funeral when all of my friends, whoever may be left, as we're all old people gathering around to memorialize me, and I can't just help but think of the kids opening the pamphlet to see that my middle name is actually Miroslav and it's not Butts. And they go, oh my God, how long have I known this?
Oh my goodness.
I keep thinking about that. It's just so funny to me.
The only bad part is you wouldn't be around to see the payoff of the joke.
Ah, yeah, you're right. Have you ever thought about that with your nieces and nephews? Pulling some weird, like, hoodwinking them, but like,
I can't say that I've ever plotted to confuse their young minds with a running joke such as that.
Maybe it's just a weird Nick thing. So, weird or not weird?
Not weird.
Yes.
Funny, but not weird.
Oh, perfect. You heard it, guys. It's not weird. So, now, everybody listening, you have to help me convince people that my middle name is Butts.
We're releasing the official Nick and Reader cologne. It smells like beard oil and chapstick.
So you admit they're clinically insane.
Oh, yes.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Niall Horan on a Wednesday morning. Nick and Reader joining you as well. And I'm fired up, Reader. I want to talk about pizza.
Ah.
So we gave away a pizza, of course, this week.
That's right.
Big shout outs to our winner from Endeavor, Saskatchewan, Mr. Calvin. He is one pizza richer because he texted us on Monday. But Reader, I was thinking about pizza today because I pretty much live like a Ninja Turtle.
Ah.
Yeah, I live in a basement, so I only come out of the shadows when it's time to get pizza. Pretty much. So I was looking at if there was anywhere, because you know the Ninja Turtles always put weird pizza toppings on their pizzas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So turns out the official Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles website has recipes to eat the same pizzas that the Ninja Turtles like to enjoy.
Ah.
So I wanted to run a couple by you and see if you would go yay or nay on them.
Okay.
Chocolate fudge, sardine, chili pepper, and whipped cream on a pizza.
Hard no.
Yeah, that's a hard no for me too. Coconut and sweet pickle.
Gross. No thanks.
What about just oatmeal?
No, but you'd be regular after eating it.
You would be many things after eating that. Someone whose breath I wouldn't want to smell. Why not just stick to regular pizza toppings like ham and pineapple or pepperoni and bacon? Stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. That would be much more acceptable. Yeah.
So you're saying if you want a free pizza, you wouldn't put peanut butter, avocado, and pickles on it?
I don't think I would.
It doesn't sound too appetizing. Thankfully, you know what does sound appetizing? Free pizza from Domino's here in Yorkton. So listen on Monday for that keyword to text in. Once you hear it, you could win.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Glorious Suns with Kingdom in My Heart. It's Fox FM Mornings, Wednesday morning, halfway through the week with Nick and Reader. And, Reader, how'd you sleep last night?
Not bad.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Kind of a late night. We had a slow pitch doubleheader last night. So we're playing under the lights.
I had a terrible sleep last night. Oh. And this is something I need to talk to you about. Because I did something yesterday. I've been doing something the past couple days before bed. And it's a bad habit that I need to stop. I've been doing podcasts. I've been listening to podcasts and stuff. And if I don't finish it, I always take my phone into my bedroom. And I just put it on my end table. And I lay down and I try to fall asleep while listening to the podcast. Okay. Yesterday, I woke up, this morning, I should say, at midnight, I woke up and my phone was still playing full volume and I had no idea what was going on and it scared me. I thought someone was in my house. Turns out it was just the podcast that I was listening to because I forgot to turn autoplay off. Oh. So it just kept playing all night for hours and hours and hours. So yeah, a little strange start to the morning this morning too. So I just wanted to ask you, do you do that? Do you ever, like, listen to something before bed or watch something before bed and then you just fall asleep?
Once in a while, I'll throw on some music.
Okay.
You know, if I'm kind of having trouble winding down, I might throw on some tunes and just kind of drift out.
I think I may have to institute a no screens before bed rule. I've been thinking about this a lot lately because it would really fix situations like that, I'd say. Because I was... So I haven't been this scared about waking up since I woke up at 9 p.m. thinking it was 9 a.m. and I was late for work. This was years ago. Oh. And that's when I changed over to a 24-hour clock. So here's my solution for this is I'm going to do no screens before bed.
Okay.
If you're listening out there right now, do you have something similar? Maybe with your kids? I'd like to know because they always say that kids need to have reduced screen time, et cetera, et cetera. Do you guys do reduced screen time before bed with you and your family? You can call or text 306-783-3699 or go and message us on facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. If you ever wanted to find out what a reverse farmer's tan is, yeah.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Benny's Super Lonely, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. We hope you're not super lonely today because you got these two handsome baritones keeping you company on a Wednesday morning. It's Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. And of course, we want you to go check out the website right now. Not only can you vote on demand, can you sign up for Alert Me, get exclusive prizes by being a Fox Hunter, but there is a very important link right now to a little auction site. For McDougal Auctions. Right.
The radio auction is underway. Now is your chance to bid on so much cool stuff.
Yeah, how would you like to go skydiving?
That would be pretty cool, actually.
I would try it out. I mean, it's a tandem skydive, so you're going to be safe the whole time. But yeah, you can bid on one of those packages right now.
Like, they would put you with an expert skydiver, right? Like, they wouldn't put you and I together on the same one.
That would be a disaster.
And just push us out of a plane.
There would be like a 1 in 8 chance that our parachute was actually a bunch of cutlery and stuff, like a Looney Tunes cartoon, instead of a real parachute.
Something happens that they put the two rookies who have never done it together on one thing and go. No, that wouldn't happen.
That being said, I would jump out of a plane with your Reader.
It would be cool.
But I would jump out of a plane with professionals and with people who are safe about it, like the Skydive Saskatchewan people that are giving away a skydiving package on the McDougal Auctions radio auction. It goes on until August 11th. Guys, there are more than just skydiving packages. There's things that you may need, like a trailer, dishwasher, barbecues as well, or gift certificates to all of your favorite businesses in the listening area. August 11th is the last day to get those bids in, to head to foxfmonline.ca right now.
Let me introduce Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
If you need people for a trivia team, we've got your back.
It sounds like a perfect solution.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. You can find us on all social media at More Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you Wednesday morning. And Reader, I had an experience yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, it was amazing. My mom and dad came to visit over the weekend. As they do, they always bring baking and stuff for me to put in my freezer. And my mom passed along some butter tarts. They were from a friend of the family who lives in Glaslyn, Saskatchewan. Learned a bunch of old recipes from some old babas living in Glaslyn, Saskatchewan. Made some amazing butter tarts. And I ate the entire container last night.
Oh my.
I did a shameful thing. I ate like 8 butter tarts at once.
Do not feel shame.
I'm trying not to, but I'm screwed now because I don't have any more butter tarts from this lady.
Now you'll just have to learn how to make them.
Yeah, or just become more patient as a person, or use my powers as a radio DJ to ask where I can find the best butter tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that in the listening area, there are a lot of people that are very good cooks. There are a lot of places that sell very good food. So I'm thinking there's got to be a place that does butter tarts. Do you know of anywhere?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
always
places.
Always have to find some.
Trying to think of towns and bakeries or just people that I may know from fall suppers and stuff. I'm thinking of Dainty Trays that I've had in the past where there are butter tarts on there. They're delicious.
Very anywhere. Farmers markets. I mean, anywhere.
It's like a beautiful mind thing right now. I know there's a nice lady from Kamsack that goes to the farmers market and sells baking and stuff because I've bought stuff from her before. I haven't seen butter tarts. Maybe you have to go earlier. But I digress. I'm thinking about butter tarts too much. I need your help. If you're listening right now, we had a post on the Facebook page a couple hours ago. I'm actually shocked no one has commented on it yet. We want to know where we can find the best butter tarts. Mm-hmm. Do your grandparents make the best butter tarts? Does the bakery in your town make the best butter tarts? I need to get some serious help because I am about to experience butter tart withdrawal, and I don't know the side effects.
Boy, you need more.
Yeah, we need more. We need butter tarts, so hook us up. Tell us where we can find the best butter tarts in the listening area. Facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.